It's time again for Airplay.
Reminds me.
Time.
I remember.
Before that.
Have you tested this theory?
Can I smoke in here?
Place. You woke me.
Oh, look.
He opened a door into a new world.
Stabbed him and I stabbed him and I stabbed.
What about the effects?
There is no light. There is sound.
Shreds.
What?
So.
What? Sorry, you said something?
Yes.
No.
Listen.
Nothing.
What we'll eventually find in that new world, nobody can predict.
The Mask is the name of today's play and was written by Humphrey Bower. Humphrey Bower received the Ian Reid Foundation Award in the year 2000. This award is a bequest left to the ABC Radio Drama Department by Ian Reid specifically to promote new writing for radio performance. Humphrey Bower became Radio Drama's writer-in-residence for 6 months and was based in Perth. He wrote two plays during his residency and today we'll hear the first of these. The Mask is a drama of desire, mystery and loss. A man pays a woman to come to his house. She becomes the means through which he is able to revisit an erotic and shadowy memory of a holiday he spent in Venice as a younger man. She coaxes from him the remembrance of a mask he found in a small shop there and then of the carnival which swirls through Venice every year. The carnival where, if you wear a mask, you can become whatever you like. Past and present narrative and unseen action conspire as the woman becomes an actor in his story. Boris Radmilovich plays the man, and Lucille Reynolds plays the woman.
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name.
I'm Rose.
That's right. They told me on the phone. I'm Paul.
May I come in?
Of course. I'm sorry, come in. You took so long. I was about to call again. They said half an hour. I must have fallen asleep. I was going to cancel and then I heard you knocking. Maybe I'm still asleep. What did you say your name was?
Rose. But you can call me whatever you want.
Let me take your coat. Is it real? I'll hang it under the stairs. Come into the living room. Be careful not to catch your heels on the rug. Would you like some wine? I already opened the bottle.
Thank you.
Where would you like to sit? On the sofa? It's warmer there. Closer to the fire. Let's sit here. Would you like a cigarette?
I've bought my own.
Ah, allow me. You're not what I expected. Not that I'm disappointed.
Well, what were you expecting?
I don't know. Nothing. No one in particular.
Do I remind you of someone?
No. Not exactly.
You can look at me as much as you want.
I used to think about going to one of your places. Once I even dreamt I went inside one.
What was it like?
The other clients were all my friends. Sitting out the back, having a drink. I don't remember the girls. I imagine they were just anonymous types. Not like you.
Rose.
I know I keep forgetting your name.
Maybe you don't want to remember.
Or maybe it's because I know it's not real. Like your coat.
It can be real, if you want.
But I feel like I know you. Maybe that's what you do. I imagine you hear that all the time. I feel like I know you.
You can ask me anything you like.
I know. And you can tell me anything you like. It doesn't matter. I just want to hear the texture of your voice. I just want to feel your surface. I don't want to know anything.
How long do you want me for?
I told them half an hour. I asked them if I had to decide. They said I had to pay in advance.
You can always change your mind if you want me to stay longer.
They ask my name too. I don't know why.
Paul.
You remember.
Do you have somewhere I could change?
The guest room is upstairs. I'll take you. Wait. Let me show you something. Under the stairs where I put your coat.
I hope you're not going to put me in there.
You can see it from here. I couldn't resist hanging your coat underneath it.
Is it some kind of trophy?
It's a mask.
It looks like a real fox.
So does your coat.
Take it out and show me.
Would you like to hold it? Here. See how it looks at you.
Do you want me to put it on? A fox in a fake fur.
Bring it upstairs. I'll bring the wine.
Where did you get it?
It's from Venice. I went there once on a holiday with a friend.
An expensive holiday?
My parents paid for us. They wanted me to take a rest from studying.
Go off somewhere romantic and enjoy yourselves.
I was in my final year of medicine. It was the Easter break. My friend was doing medicine too, but he'd fallen in love with theatre. He was acting in a college play.
An actor?
Yes. Like you, in a way.
I've never been called that before.
I left a couple of days before him. I wanted to make sure we got adjoining rooms in a good hotel.
So you're a doctor?
Yes. The guest room is in here. That's the master bedroom there.
Where would you like to be?
I'll wait for you in there. Fake fur. I thought you were going to change.
There's nothing underneath.
Take off the mask. You can hang it at the end of the bed. Take off your coat.
Tell me about Venice. I'd love to go there.
I remember seeing it for the first time from the train. The railway runs on stilts across the lagoon. Sitting alone in the first class compartment, the early morning sunlight streaming in. Venice approaching. Like a mirage. Like you.
Lie back and take me there.
Venice was full of tourists for the carnival.
Carnival?
It was the week before Lent. Did you know that carnevale means farewell to flesh?
Carnevale. Sounds so sad.
I find a hotel on one of the canals. It has two adjoining rooms that look out across the water. I watch the gondolas drifting past like swans in the sunlight.
Close your eyes.
I haven't slept all night.
as I go exploring. I've never been there before. The galleries, the palaces and churches, the paintings and the statues.
It's your first time. Tell me about the mask.
There's a square with a statue in the center. A man of marble on a horse. A narrow street runs off the square with an arcade of shops. One of them sells costumes for the carnival.
What's it like inside?
The walls are covered with masks. Some of them hanging clusters. It's like entering a cave of sleeping bats. That's when I first saw you.
What do you mean?
In a mirror above the counter. A mask on the opposite wall. She had your face. The long, straight nose. The half-closed eyes and mouth. The slightly skeptical arch of the nostrils and eyebrows. The delicate trace of powder on the cheekbones. The lowered eyelids with their fringe of lashes. The red gash of the lips. Your lines and curves. Your mysterious gaps. I wanted you. I was afraid somehow of buying
you. You don't have to be afraid.
I let my fingers stray across your face, your lips, your sockets. There's a full-length mirror in the corner. I take you there and lift you to my face. I breathe your paper mache smell and hear the damp roar of my breath inside you.
I can feel it.
Footsteps. I take the mask off quickly like a thief. An old man takes his place behind the counter. I put you back on the wall. That's when I notice the mask that's hanging beside you. It's the plainest one in the whole shop, completely white. Three-quarter length, blank, sloping eye holes and no mouth. Look, I've hung it here in the bedroom.
It's beautiful.
Yes, isn't it? When you stroke it, it feels like the body of a statue.
It feels nice, doesn't it?
The old man stands beside me.
Here, let me.
He takes it gently in his hands.
It was the favorite of Casanova.
He draws it over my head. The inner surface, cool and smooth against my skin.
He liked to be nameless at the carnival, mingling with the crowd in search of his lovers.
He leads me to the mirror and lowers his voice.
It fits you perfectly.
How can I resist?
Tell me about the fox.
The following day, I take the Vaporetto to the station to meet my friend.
The actor?
Yes. We take a gondola back to our hotel. He tells me he's decided to give up medicine for career on the stage. He pays no attention to the backdrop unfolding behind him.
Like a spoilt child.
I take him for a walk.
Or a dog.
But he's only interested in shops and bars and women.
He sounds like me.
They are all closed in the afternoon.
Even the women?
Somehow. We find ourselves in a square with a statue.
The man of marble on his hard-mouthed horse.
I want to turn back. But the next thing I know, we're passing the costume shop.
Ah.
Cusel.
Closed.
Of course.
Can he see my face through the window?
I grab his arm and say, let's go back to the hotel.
Back to the hotel?
Mm-hmm. We go back and have a dinner. He wants to go out, he's bored.
I know what he wants.
The sounds of the carnival gathering outside like a storm.
I can feel it in the air.
I tell him I want to stay behind and read.
A medical textbook, perhaps?
I tell him I'm tired from the night before. I tell him to go off and enjoy himself.
Don't you want to come?
As soon as he goes, I follow, like a shadow.
Are you wearing the mask?
I've got it, under my coat.
Why don't you put it on?
At first, I feel self-conscious wearing it in the street. But then, I notice other people are wearing them too. Someone passes me wearing the same mask.
Like seeing a ghost.
No. More like being a ghost.
You feel invisible. You feel like one of the crowd.
I feel unrecognizable. It's like I've somehow left myself and something else has made its entrance.
What about your friend? Are you still following him?
I've lost him.
Forget about him.
Venice at night starts to flicker, keeps dissolving like I've finally entered the mirage. The temperature of the air, as warm as skin. The puzzling architecture. You can hardly tell if you are inside or outside.
Perhaps there's no difference.
There is a huge square lit by torches and full of people dancing. The music seems to be coming from all around. It's surrounded by buildings with huge facades, like palaces. The windows are lit and there are people on the balcony.
Is it the carnival?
I can't tell whether it's some kind of public stage or whether I've stumbled across a gigantic private party.
Well, what does it matter?
I can't even tell what century I'm in.
Everyone's in disguise.
A familiar profile catches my attention, turning and flickering through the crowd of dancers.
Is it me?
It's you.
Am I dancing with the fox?
Yes. As I watch, he leans towards you and whispers something in your ear.
The better to eat you with.
He glances at me. Then he disappears again into the crowd.
Perhaps he's going to get me a drink.
When I look back, you've disappeared as well. I begin searching through the crowd. Suddenly, I see you on the other side of the square, framed in the doorway to one of the facades.
Follow me.
By the time I push through the crowd, you've disappeared again. Around the corner of the building, a flight of steps leads down to the water. A gondola is bringing more people, all wearing masks, like guests coming late to the ball. They climb the steps and pass me, as if I'm invisible. The gondolier helps me on board.
Do you want me to take you, Senor?
Yes.
Tell me when to stop.
He pushes out into the water and steers us around the edge of the palace. Halfway along the facade, there's a single window. Stop for a moment. We drift closer. Wait. The sound of water lapping at the glass.
What do you see through the glass?
You're leaning against a table. The fox crouches in front of you. His mask lies on the floor. Your hands are in his hair. Your head tilts back. One hand goes up to your breast. The other reaches back and grips the edge of the table. Your empty sockets gaze through the glass. Through me.
Take off your mask.
You reach forward and lift his head. You reach up to lift your mask.
Who am I?
I don't know. I can't see your face. Neither while you are kissing, nor when he covers you.
Do you want a cigarette?
Later that night, I dream of your face floating in the canal. I wake up, but perhaps I'm still asleep. I go to the window, in the water below.
The gondola?
Yes. The fox is standing beside the gondolier. He's looking up at my window. I move away quickly.
Did he see you?
I want to hide. I hear the pad of his footfalls along the hall. I open the adjoining door and close it behind me. It's completely dark and silent in his room. I stand there like a statue, not daring to move. Then I hear the key turn in the lock.
A friend.
He doesn't bother to turn on the light. I hear him kick off his shoes and lie down on the bed. I stay there for what seems eternity. At last, I see him lying there, fast asleep. Just as I had imagined him all along, except
for the fox at the end of the bed.
Grinning at me.
He was the fox.
Just like it's grinning now.
Is it his mask?
Yes. He'd gone back to the shop when he left me after the dinner.
On his way to the carnival?
Yes. Where he found you.
Did you steal it? From his room?
This is his room. I can see the two of you together. He was a collector of masks. can see them hanging like scalps around the house.
The house of an actor.
I always enjoyed watching him perform. But my talents lie in another kind of theater. When he finally needed medicine, he came to me. Two old friends. Together we would cheat death of his prey.
A doctor in the house.
I stayed here in the last few weeks in a guest room. He would ring the little bell when he needed a morphine.
You lost him, didn't you?
In the end, it was silence that woke me. I came into this room. He was lying on the bed. Just like in his hotel room in Venice. His breathing, slow and thick. His face.
Like a mask.
I prepared the injection and inserted the needle carefully into his arm. When I withdrew it and looked at the reflux of blood, the thought flashed through my mind.
Of injecting him into yourself.
I looked back at his face. There was nothing behind the mask.
It's all right. I'm here.
I come back here tonight after the funeral, and the empty house seemed to sink into the earth, and suddenly I felt desire rising in me. I found myself looking through the phone book, images of women gazing back at me. I gave his name when I rang.
Paul.
Yes. Paul.
Did you give it to him? The mask of Casanova.
Only when he was dying. He laughed when I told him how the shopkeeper sold it to me. He said it was a stock character in the repertoire. The classic neutral mask of the commedia. Or maybe an anti-character, given its lack of features.
It's the lack that frees you. Do you want me to stay?
No. Carnevale. Farewell to flesh. Please, take the fox down with you when you go. Hang Casanova back up on the wall.
We've been listening to The Mask by Humphrey Bauer. In the cast, you heard Boris Radmilovich as the man and Lucille Reynolds as Rose, the woman. The sound engineer was David LeMay, production by Gillian Berry, and The Mask was written and directed by Humphrey Bauer.